好，我们今天继续来讲让主居首位。
So today we will continue to go through the series that he may have the first place.
让主居首位有很多的方式来表达我们让主居首位。
There are many ways to show that God is first in our life.
那我们已经讲过了几个了啊。
So we have gone through several already.
例如说我们上礼拜讲什么
？So what did we talk about last week?
我心尊主为大。
That my heart magnifies the Lord.
今天我们要讲遵照他的旨意行。
Today we will talk about doing His will.
弟兄姊妹，在我们讲之前
Before we talk about it.
我有两个问题。
I have two questions for you.
我不晓得大家有没有想过这两个问题。
Although have you ever thought of them?
我甚至更想知道说大家对这两个问题有没有很清楚的答案。
Or if you have any clear answers.
因为在你这一生的里面，可能很多人会问你这两个问题。
Maybe throughout your lifetime, many will ask you this question.
第一个问题。
First question.
既然我们说凡事都有神的美意
If we say that everything God has his good will and purpose
那为什么我们还需要去明白神的旨意是什么呢
Then why do we still need to understand God's will
我们为什么还需要去寻求或是遵循神的旨意呢
Why do we still have to seek and obey his will
因为就连我今天如果不顺服他的话那也是他许可的
Because even if I disobey himIt is still something permissible by him, right?
就像我今天因为不顺服他，被他管教，也有他的美意啊。
Even if I do not obey him and I'm disciplined by him,
那既然凡
事 good will, right?
凡事都有他的美意。
If we say that everything has his good will,
我健康或是疾病，我得胜或是失败，那都有他的美意。那我何必去在乎他的旨意是什么呢
？That he has his good purpose in whether I fail or succeed or whether I'm in health or sickness.Then why do I still care what his will is?
第二个问题
Second question.
可能第二个问题问的人比较多
Maybe more ask this question.
我不是不想知道神的旨意
It's not that I do not want to know God's will.
但是我不知道怎么样去知道神的旨意
But I don't know how to find out God's will.
因为我不知道神的旨意到底是什么
Because I don't know what God's will is.
有没有这样子的问题
Have you ever had this question before?
有吗有哈
Have you?
其他人没有这个问题啊。
How about the rest of you?
所以你们是第一个问题了，就是不 care， who cares？
Or maybe you fall into the first category that you don't care.
反正凡事有他的美意的 ，who cares？
Has his will in it, so why do I care?
那你觉得是第一个的请举手。
So please raise your hand.
反正凡事有他的美意的，
哦，
也有几位 ，OK。
And you think everything he has his good purpose.
那其他的已经麻木不仁了吗
？What about the rest of you?
你有没有被人家问过我怎么样子知道神的旨意？有没有被问过？
所以
很多人被问过。
How do I find out God's will?
我连上个礼拜迎新的时候，吃饭的桌子上都有人问我说，我怎么知道神的旨意是什么
？Even last week, some newcomer asked me, "How do I find out God's will for me?"
弟兄姊妹，在希望今天听完这篇信息的时候，我们能够明白这两个的答案。
Hopefully, after today's message, we will have our answers.
第二个问题就是，到底怎么样知道神的旨意？那个我留到最后讲信息结尾的时候。
And I will touch upon how to find out God's will at the end of the message.
那第一个问题，我先简单的回答一下，就是如果凡事都有神的美意的话，那我就是在信心中活着就好了，我不需要去明白他的旨意。
Okay, let me answer your first question. If you think everything has God's will in it, then what I have to do is just to live by faith.
那弟兄姊妹，那我们这个一个简单的回答啊。
I'll give you a simple answer.
就是神许可。并不代表是神喜悦，或是并不代表它是出于神的旨意。
Okay, if something allowed by God does not mean that it is from God.
请大家听清楚哈，神许可，很可能有的时候是神任凭。
Sometimes God let it be, God allowed it. It does not mean that it is from God's original.
并不代表它是出于神的美意，或是合乎神的旨意。
Does that mean that it is from God's good purpose or according to His original will?
换句话说，当你拣选不去顺服神，不拣选神的旨意的时候
，In other words, if you choose to disobey God and not to choose His will,
你我会损失两件很重要的事。
We will suffer two great losses. We will lose God's pleasure and favor
in us. Because
we're not willing to live according to His
will. Second,
we will lose God's best blessings for us.
请大家注意到我加了上好的祝福，上好这两个形容词。
Please note that I added the best blessings.
当你不肯拣选神的旨意的时候，
When we refuse to choose God's will,
有时候你觉得你没有太大的损失， 你还是好像蒙到神的祝福。
You may think that you are still being blessed by God and you do not suffer much loss.
例如说你换了一个工作，一个startup公司。
For example, if you choose to join a startup company,
薪水可以，将来的potential可以很好，可以赚很多钱，可以升官。
And you have a great potential to become very rich and a much promotion.
你根本没有祷告，你比较了以后就去选择了这个工作了。
And then you just choose the job without praying about it.
然后你发现一切也都很好啊。
And you discover everything still goes well.
我的确赚的钱啊。
And then I did make a lot of money.
我的确升官啊。
And then I had my promotion.
我在公司里面也可以做见证啊。
And I can still testify for the Lord in my company.
但是那个并不代表是神在你身上命定的旨意。
But that might not be God's original purpose for you.
所以当你在做拣选的时候， 你没有来寻求明白神的旨意，来顺服神的旨意。
So when you make a decision without seeking and obeying God's will,
从人来看， 你好像还是得到了祝福。
From this perspective, you may seem to still be blessed.
但是你却失去了神那上好那最好的祝福。
But yet, you have lost God's best blessing for you.
那个损失不见得在当时发现的。
The loss may not be obvious at the moment.
那个损失可能是在我们人生经过一段时间，甚至见主之后， 你才发现我当初实在是错了。
The loss may be realized after a while, or even when we see the Lord, then we realize we have made a mistake.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，寻求明白神的旨意，遵行神的旨意，不是可有可无的事情。
So please understand that seeking and obeying God's will is not just an option for us.
当我们不是活在神的旨意中的时候，
When we do not live in God's will,
我再说两个很大的损失。
Let me repeat again, two great losses.
第一个是，
First,
失去了神的喜悦，你不能够满足神。
We lose God's favor because we cannot satisfy God.
第二个， 我们失去了神上好的祝福。
Second, we lose God's best blessings for us.
所以以弗所书5章17节， 保罗劝我们说， 不要做糊涂人， 要明白主的旨意如何。
For Ephesians chapter 5, Paul says, Do not be unwise, but understand the will of God.
我可不可以问大家一个问题， 年轻人都一起回答。
So let me ask you a question, and then everyone can answer me, including young people.
如果有人问你说， 你是不是很清楚地知道神的旨意到底是什么？
If someone asks you, Do you clearly know God's will?
或是说你知不知道神在你身上的旨意到底是什么？
Or do you clearly know God's will for you?
你能够100%很有把握地说， I know. 请举手。
Anyone say, I know 100% clearly.
我说我非常确实知道神的旨意是什么， 而且知道他在我身上的旨意是什么。
I clearly know God's will and His purpose for me.
有没有任何人你觉得你100%知道，请举手。
Does anyone know 100%? Please raise your hand.
都不敢举手，太谦卑了还是什么？
Maybe you're too humble.
两个可能，一个你们太谦卑。
Either you're too humble.
一个都是糊涂人。
Or you are being unwise.
这是保罗的话，不要做糊涂人，要明白主的旨意如何。
This is exactly what Paul said. Do not be unwise, but understand the will of God.
弟兄姊妹，我一点不是在讲开玩笑的话，这是圣经的话。
I'm not joking. This is from the scripture.
如果我们到今天都已经活到这把年纪了，还不知道神的旨意是什么？
If we are already at this age and we still do not know God's will.
或是说你不知道神在你身上的计划跟旨意到底是什么？
Or you do not know God's plan and purpose in your life.
那我们真的就是照常吃喝下去，然后不知不觉主回来了，或是我们见主了。
It will be like those people who just getting married and being given in marriage, eating and drinking until the Lord comes back.
那是很可怕的事情。
That is very terrible.
所以保罗劝我们不要做糊涂人啊。
Paul exhort us not to be unwise.
要明白主的旨意如何。
But understand the will of God.
因为现今的世代邪恶。
Because the days are evil.
世界有太多的事情来 distract 我们， 来转移我们的注意力， 来 confuse 我们人生的目标。
Too many things in this world are distracting us and confused about our purpose in life.
你们听过一个故事，有一次这个动物有一个游泳比赛。
There was a story that there was a swimming contest by for all the animals.
他们到处贴了海报，几月几号要有一个游泳比赛，第一名的是什么奖，第二名的是什么奖。
So posters are posted everywhere about this swimming contest for all the animals.
然后有一个青蛙，它非常会游泳的，它一看到这个，它马上就报名了。
So a good swimmer, the frog, came and registered for the contest.
然后他就报了名以后，那天开始比赛。
So that day the contest started.
枪声一响，他砰跳下去，就哇，这个蛙式一直游，一直游。
As he heard the gunshot, he immediately went in and then started swimming.
他果然，他果然赢了啊！
Yes, he did win the contest.
但是裁判在那里报第一名、第二名、第三名的时候都没有他的名字。
But yet, when they announced the winners, his name was not mentioned.
啊，他就非常生气的去找裁判理论，他说明明我是第一名啊。
So he was very upset. So he went to the referee and said, "Oh, okay, I'm the first one that got to the destination."
那裁判跟他说：“你难道没有看见比赛规则吗？”
But then the referee says, "Didn't you read the contest guideline?"
上面写说只准用自由式，你是用蛙式。
That you can only swim the freestyle, but then you swim the breaststrokes.
好，弟兄姊妹，你可以花那么多的力量，有那么多的本事，然后你真的好像你觉得 you deserve 第一名。
Yes, you may have spent so much effort and time, and you think you deserve the first prize.
当我们没有按着游戏规则来比赛的时候，你是如同犯规，如同无有的。
But yet, if we raise by not going through the guideline, it is as if we did it all in vain.
所以我们要求神帮助我们，哈。
May the Lord help us.
就活这么一趟。
That we only live this life once.
我们一定要明白那位造我们的那一位到底在我们身上的计划到底是什么。
We have to understand our Creator's purpose in our lives.
他为什么要造我们？
Why He created us?
明白神的旨意不是像养兵千日用于一时，的确会有这个需要。
Yes, to understand God's will is not just for one moment in life.
啊，但是它更重要的是，当你活在神旨意的时候，让我们平常的生活都充满了意义和价值。
But when we live in God's will, even our ordinary daily life will be full of meaning and significance.
啊，你不是要掉到水里面快淹死的时候才开始学游泳
？You don't start learning swimming when you're about to drown.
那已经 too late.
That would be too late.
就很多人碰到大事的时候说到底神的旨意是什么他吓死了他不知道要何去何从
So many people panic and don't understand God's will when they face life crisis.
因为平常没有操练去明白去顺服神的旨意
Because they have not practiced and then learned how to discern God's will.
就等到碰到大事的时候整个人就坏掉了吓坏了
So when they face a life crisis, they just panic.
他彷徨恐惧这个不知方向
They're frightened and they are confused about directions.
但是明白神的旨意，就像我说，它不光是在大事情上的时候可以帮助我们能够不走错。
But to understand God's will doesn't just help us when we face crises or major decisions.
明白并且活在神旨意中，其实在是我们的 daily life， 是我们平常生活里面就可以经历，就可以来享受它的。
But yet, living in God's will should actually be our daily enjoyment.
啊，我在公司上班的时候学过这个红十字来教的这个 CPR 急救术。
When I was still working, and I learned the CPR from the Red Cross.
啊，这个我们家生孩子的时候，我就会去读这个当爸爸妈妈需要懂得的这个急救措施。
And then when I was about to become a father, I learned about some parental skills about CPR.
哎，等到有事情的时候，你在临时学都已经来不及了。
Because when you actually need it, and then that would be too late to learn.
好，所以有这个 David Aaron 的舅舅订婚的时候。
So the uncles of my son David and Aaron when he was getting engaged.
我记得我们那天都在一起吃晚饭。
Remember that day we were all having dinner together.
那时候 Aaron 还很小，坐在 high chair 上。
That time Aaron was very young. He was still sitting on a high chair.
啊，所以我们大家都在聊天，很高兴，很高兴。然后我突然就眼角发现这个家伙不动了。
And then, as we were happily chatting, and I noticed that the little guy he did not move.
整个脸涨得红红的，然后整个人都不动，我就发现不对劲。
And then his face was turning red, and I thought something was wrong.
我就赶快从桌子跑过来，把他抓起来，然后就完全照着急救措施，把他放在我的膝盖上，手扶着他，就一拍，一 个 mushroom 从他里面跳出来。
So I immediately took him on my lap and then slapped him his back according to the instructions on CPR, and he spit out a mushroom.
他不知道从哪里摸到一个小 mushroom 就卡在这里啊。
I don't know where he got that mushroom and then just stuck on his throat.
啊，所以弟兄姊妹，如果我这种都是很简单的东西，可是你如果就算不学的话，你临时还不知道怎么办。
These are, even though they're simple skills, but you have never learned that, you probably do not know what to do at that moment.
David 也一样哈，他有一次被别的小朋友把他推到游泳池，还好他妈在房间听到砰咚一声出来一看，跳下去就把他给救起来了哈。
And then, the same with David, when he was young, he was pushed into the swimming pool, but then his mom heard it and then rescued him.
你们的 girlfriend 都应该谢谢我们。
Your girlfriends should thank us, the parents.
明白神的旨意，
so to know God's will,
顺服神的旨意，
and obey His will.
平常的操练就叫我们蒙福。
So that our daily practice will actually
碰到大事的时候，你更知道它带来的价值是没有办法衡量的。
And then the value is immeasurable when we face a life crisis or major decisions.
所以遵循神旨意是一件非常重要的事情。
So it is so important to understand and obey God's will.
你看我们当初买 SVCA 这个场地的时候，
Remember when we were purchasing this facility?
我在说我们可以在这么多的难处之下，我们打退堂鼓换一个地方。
Yes, we could have withdrawn and backed out while facing so many trials and difficulties.
我相信我们一样可以买到一个地方，我们一样可以有聚会。
I'm sure we could still buy another place and we can continue our meetings.
但是我也决定相信我们没有办法经历到那前几年弟兄姊妹一起所经历所学习的。
But then we won't have missed out what we have experienced and learned.
那样子一种刻骨铭心的经验，现在回想起来，每次回想起来都会低头敬拜神。
And those are heartfelt experiences, even when we recall now, we will have to bow and worship God.
那个不是风闻有神，那个不是巧合的经历神，而是真的是每一次都亲自面对去经历神的是真实和大能。
Those things were not incidental or accidental, they were just true experiences of God's work.
我们可以得到神上好的祝福。
That we receive God's best blessings.
所以接下来我们来看遵循神旨意的重要。
So now we get to see the importance of doing God's will.
请你们慢点放答案啊！我先考大家。
I'd like to quiz you first.
因为今天有年轻人，我没有放太多的经文，我就从四个角度、四件事情来讲，遵循神旨意多重要。
I'll talk about the importance of doing God's will from four angles.
第一件事情，它决定了我们的将来。
First of all, it determines our future.
决定了我们未来在主面前得到的奖赏。
And our rewards from God.
决定了我们在永世里面的结局。
And the destiny in eternity.
所以在这里我引用了马太福音七章二十一节，他说：“凡称呼我主啊、主啊的人，不能都进天国。怎么样子的人才能进去呢？你们那个填空。”
Okay, so Matthew chapter 7. Now everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but What kind of people?
大声一点。
What kind of people can enter the kingdom?
有没有一个人站起来大声的讲？任何一个人，我让你站起来大声讲。
And tell us the answer.
所以你们都是 murmur.
Please don't just murmur.
Okay. Okay, 很好哈。哎，这个讲英文的有了，中文来一个吧。
Someone in Chinese.
Amen. 很好哈。唯独遵行我天父旨意的人。才能进去。
But only he who does the will of my Father in heaven.
所以你知道我们都得救了。
Yes, we have all been saved.
我们将来有一天都会进到新天新地里面去。
And one day we will all enter into new heaven and new earth.
在这之前有一个神的国度，天国要成为爱主的人、忠心侍奉主的人的一个奖赏。
But yet before a new heaven and new earth, there will be a kingdom of heaven as a reward.For those who serve and obey God.
所以你光讲主啊主啊的人，你不能都进去。
So those who call Lord Lord cannot all enter.
甚至你成为模范的传道人，你都不见得能进去的。
Even if you are a model preacher, you might not get in the kingdom of heaven.
因为时间有限，我底下二十二节经文就没念了。有一些人闹不到进去，他说：“主啊，我不是奉你的名怎么样传道，奉你的名医病赶鬼，奉你的名行许多异能吗？”
Because Because if we look at verse 22, there will be many servants of God says, Lord, didn't we preach in your name and in your name cast out demons and perform many miracles?
你们有没有碰到过这样子的传道人?
Have you seen such preachers or servants of God? That they preach in the Lord's name, cast out many demons and then very effectively. And in the Lord's name perform many miracles.
这样子的人, 主说,
but yet the Lord says, away from you, I do not know you.
所以弟兄姊妹,不要以为我们在这里喊主啊,唱主啊,我们就一定进去,一定讨神喜悦, no.
Please do not think that if we just call on his name and Lord, Lord, and we actually please him.
也不要以为我们做了许多所谓属灵的事,我们就一定进去, no.
Please don't think that if we do something many things spiritual, then we're guaranteed an entrance into kingdom.
唯独遵行我天父旨意的人才能进去啊。
Only he who does the will of my Father in heaven can enter the kingdom of heaven.
所以这件事情,遵行神的旨意,是让决定了我们的将来。
So, doing God's will determines our destiny.
第二个,
second,
遵行神的旨意是决定神是否听我们的祷告。
Whether we do God's will determines whether God will hear our prayers.
约翰福音9章31节在这里讲说, 我们知道神不听罪人, 唯有敬奉神, 跟怎样的人神才听他。
John chapter 9, it says, Now we know that God does not hear sinners, but if anyone is a worshipper of God and...
对吗? 很简单嘛，那因为跟我的题目很像，唯独怎么样，敬奉神就是 worshipper啊，跟遵行他旨意的。But
anyone is a worshipper of God and does His
will，神才听他。And
God hears
him。我不晓得这样子的一句话有没有回答了我们很多人的困惑，就是神为什么不听我的祷告？I
don't know if this will answer a lot of our questions. Why doesn't God answer our prayers?
我没有任何意思说你的祷告如果神没有垂听，表示你不遵行神的旨意。我没有这个意思。
I'm not saying that if your prayers are not answered, it is because you are not a doer of God's will.
祷告不蒙垂听有好几个原因的。
There are many reasons why our prayers are not answered.
其中一个原因，甚至是常常有的原因，是因为我们不讨神喜悦，神不听啊。
But oftentimes one reason is that we do not please God, therefore God does not hear our prayers.
或是我们根本没有心照着他的旨意来生活，所以神根本也不想听。
Or we don't have the heart to do His will, therefore God does not hear our prayers.
以前有一个年轻的姊妹跑去找一个年长的属灵前辈请教一个问题。Once
a young sister went to a senior sister in Christ and asked her a question.
她说现在有两个弟兄都在追我。
And she says, there are two brothers there pursuing me.
我不晓得应该找哪一个。
I don't know which one to choose.
我怎么样子明白神的旨意呢?
Do I know God's will for me?
有没有人有这个问题啊?
Have you had this question before?
现在好像比较少了。
Not that common nowadays.
那个姊妹，那个属灵的这个老师母就看着这个年轻的姊妹。
But that elderly sister look at this young sister.
她说如果你不误会我的话,
Please don't misunderstand me.
我告诉你,
Let me ask you.
神根本不在乎你嫁给谁。
God really does not care whom you marry.
如果你不爱神，不让主居首位的话,
if you do not love God and put Him first,
你嫁给谁都一样。
It doesn't matter whom you marry.
因为你完全是为自己活。
Because you live for yourself.
如果你真正尊主为大，让主居首位的话,
if you really honor God and place Him as first place,
你嫁给谁都一样，神一定祝福你。
Then no matter whom you marry, God will bless you.
好，弟兄姊妹，当然这句话讲得很严格哈。
Yes, this may sound very strict.
但你从某一个角度来说，也有它的道理。
But yet, it kind of makes sense.
如果你根本没有心要为神活的话, 你来问神的旨意干嘛? 你不过是想要得到一点平安的保障就是了。
If you have no heart to live for the Lord, why do you ask God's will? Maybe you just want some kind of sense of security?
如果你真心是一个专心讨神喜悦的人, 说老实话, 你走哪一条路, 神都祝福你的。
But if you wholeheartedly wanted to please God, let me tell you, whatever you choose, God will bless you.
因为你不会去拣选那些明明知道有错的你印下去的。
Because you will not deliberately pick something that looks wrong.
好，所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹, 祷告得不得答应有一个很重要的因素是根据我们对神的态度。
So our attitude is a very important factor about God's answering our prayer or not.
下一节的经文我是用反面来讲。
And then the next verse.
是用积极的角度来讲。
From a positive angle.
约翰一书五章十四节告诉我们，我们若照他的旨意求什么，他就听我们，这是我们向他所存坦然无惧的心。我把它弄成对比。
First John chapter 5 verse 14. Now this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us.
一个看见神不听。
So on one side we see why God will not answer.
因为我们根本不想遵行。
Because we have no heart to obey.
一个说你放心，神一定听，你可以坦然无惧的，你只要照他旨意求，他一定听。
But the other verse says, "Rest assured, as long as you pray according to His will, He will listen to you for sure."
不光他一定听，罗马书八章，圣经告诉我。而这里说二十七节说，是您照着神的旨意替我们祈求。
But not only that, He hears us. Romans chapter 8 verse 27 says the Holy Spirit will intercede for us according to His will.
所以当我们肯照着神的旨意祷告，
So if we're willing to pray according to God's will,
不仅仅讲到神愿意听，
Not only that, God's willing to hear us.
很多的时候当我们不会祷告，不知道神旨意到底在哪里的时候，
Even if we do not know how to pray or do not know God's will,
就虽然你的心是很想遵循神旨意，只是你不知道神旨意是什么。
It's our heart desires earnestly to know God's will, but yet we do not know.
大家这样经历多不多？就有心遵行神旨意，但是不知道神旨意是什么。
Have you had this experience that you have the heart to do God's will, but you do not know what God's will?
保罗告诉我们，你不要担心，圣灵会帮助我们祷告，用说不出的叹息祷告，而且是照着神的旨意替我们祷告。
So Paul tells us, "Do not worry, because the Holy Spirit will intercede for us according to God's will."
所以等一下我们在结尾的时候，我就会讲到了。当你不明白神的旨意，没有那么关系。
Therefore, at the end of the message, I will tell you, if you don't know how to discern God's will, it's okay.
更重要的事情是你愿意来遵行神的旨意。
The most important part is that you are willing to obey.
当我们真愿意的时候，圣灵就来帮助我们。
If we're truly willing, the Holy Spirit will help us.
不知道怎么祷告，圣灵替我们祷告，而且照着神的旨意替我们祷告。
If we do not know how to pray, the Holy Spirit will intercede for us according to God's will.
第三件事情。
And then the third,
我们遵不遵行神的旨意，就决定了我们是否活得有永恒的价值。
Our doing God's will will determine the significance, eternal value of our life.
刚才决定了我们将来的奖赏，这里是决定了我们今天所做所行有没有价值，而且有没有永恒的价值。
Not only that, doing God's will secure our eternal reward, but also will determine whether we have eternal value with the things we do today.
对，约翰一书二章十七节，这节应该考大家了，很容易啊。这世界和其上的情欲都要过去，唯独什么是永远长存？
First John, chapter 2, verse 17. And the world is passing away and the lust of it, but he who what abides forever.
现在考试很不公平，我好像很多人拿起 iPhone 来，所以你们答案都在手上。
Okay, it's not fair if you just pick up the iPhone, then you will see the answer.
这个不光是 Open Book， 是 Open iPhone 的考试。
This test is not only open book, it's open iPhone.
Okay, yeah. 唯独遵行神旨意的是永远长存。
Okay, so he who does the will of God abides forever.
最后一个。
Lastly,
他决定了我们是否蒙福。
It determines if we will be blessed or not.
罗马书八章二十八节讲的万事互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。就是按他旨意被招的。
Romans chapter 8 verse 28, we know that all things work together for good of those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose. 请大家记得
哈，这是神永远的旨意。
So this is God's eternal will.
就是他把我们从世界里面分别招出来。
That He consecrated us and separated us out of the world.
然后叫万事互相效力，要叫我们得益处。
He called us out and worked all things together for our good.
请大家听好，神是用这个伟大的旨意把我们给招出来。
So God called us with His great purpose.
这里的益处，你如果去读二十九节、三十节，就讲到叫我们的生命被改变，磨成神儿子的形象，叫我们像耶稣。
And the good that this verse talks about is that we will be conformed to the likeness of Jesus Christ.
换句话说，我们这个人被造。我们这个人这一生所有的遭遇和经历，都是为了叫我们像耶稣。
In other words, the reason that we were created, and then all the things that we went through today in this world, The purpose is so that we can be like Jesus.
神的儿子耶稣基督是整个万有的中心，是神旨意的中心。
Because the Son of God, Jesus Christ, is the center of the universe and the center of God's will.
是你我被造的目的，是你我活着的意义和价值。
He is also the reason we were created and the meaning of our life.
Christ is all and in all.
Christ is all and in all.
所以离开这个
，apart from that.
我们就已经离开了神造我们的目的跟我们该有的价值。
We departed from the purpose of God's creation for us and our life.
所以我们是为这个旨意被召出来。
Therefore, we were called out because of this will.
当我们为这个旨意而活的时候
，and when we live for this will and purpose,
你就发现万事正在为我们效力。
You will discover that all things do work together.
但如果我们只是为了这个旨意被召，但是却没有为这个旨意而活。
But yet, if we were called out according to this purpose, but yet we do not live for it,
万事不会成为你的祝福的。
That all things will not work out for your good.
所以这就是为什么我们都在地上生活，我们都有生老病死，都有各样的遭遇。
That's why we all live in this world, and we all go through life's issues and ups and downs.
但是很多人经过年日，经过遭遇以后，他的生命越来越成熟，越来越像耶稣。
But some, after they went through all this, their life become mature, and they become more and more like Christ.
你让另外一些人遭遇、经历他一模一样的环境。
But yet there will be other people who go through the same kind of circumstances.
但是他们的生命却不见得改变，他们的生命可能变得更苦毒、更消极。
But yet their life might not be transformed. They might become even more passive or bitter.
因为他们没有以基督为中心，没有得到主的拣选。
Because they have not put Christ as their center and their goal.
所以有人经过苦难、经过病痛，白白受苦。
So some went through trials and difficulties and then just suffer in vain.
有人经过苦难、经过病痛，他生命越来越像耶稣，越来越成熟。
And yet some may go through sufferings and trials and then their life be transformed and they become more and more like Jesus.
一模一样的环境。
The same circumstances.
可以叫许多人被打倒，可以叫许多人得生命。
The same circumstances may defeat some people and yet transform others.
同样的太阳照下来。
Yes, the same sun will shine on all people.
那些落在好土里的种子，它就发芽结实，因为太阳帮助它成长。
The seeds that fall into the good soil will grow because the sun helps it to grow.
但是落在土浅石头地上的，它因为没有根，它马上就枯干了。
But those seeds, the grains that fall into the rocky places because their root cannot go deeper, they will dry up.
所以这个日头应该是来帮助我们的，因为也是万事互相效力。
Yes, the sun should help us so that all things will work together for the good.
对于某一些的落在好土里的，的确是帮助；落在土浅石头地上的，却是摧毁，却是一个残酷的淘汰。
But yet, the sun for those seeds who fall into good soil is a blessing. But yet, for the ones that fall into the rocky places, means destruction.
同样的环境领导。
Same circumstances may befall us.
篱笆被太阳越照就越刚硬了。
And then the mud will become harder and harder as they get more sunshine.
但是一块蜡被太阳越照它就越软化。
And yet a piece of wax will become soft.
同样的环境领导人。
Same circumstances may fall.
有的人心越来越柔软，向着主。
Some people's hearts will become softer and softer toward God.
有的人像法老一样，心就越来越刚硬。
Some people's heart will become like the hearts of Pharaoh, become harder and harder.
所以弟兄姊妹，关键都不在外在的环境。
So the key element is not about the circumstances.
关键在于我们这个人。
But up to us.
关键在于我们的心。
Our hearts.
关键在于我们对神的态度。
And our attitudes to God.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，遵循不遵循神的旨意，不是一件可有可无的事情。
So dear brothers and sisters, let me tell you again, doing God's will is not just optional for us.
它是多方面的影响我们，影响我们今生，影响我们来世。
It is it impacts many areas of our life, not only life in this world, but also.
它影响我们跟神的关系，影响我们的祷告，影响我们这个人是不是蒙福，是不是能够过丰盛的人生。
It affects our relationship with God and affects our prayers being answered, and also determines whether we will be blessed or not.
好，所以弟兄姊妹，这件事情很重要。
So this is a very important matter.
然后我们从几个角度看看主耶稣给我们立的榜样。
Now we want to see how Jesus Christ set a good example.
我在这里特别讲到主给我们立的榜样，就是他对神跟神的旨意 他用绝对性的顺服。
The Lord Himself is such a good example for us because He trusted and obeyed God and God's will absolutely.
这几个经文都很熟，我们经过走过一遍就好了哈。
So we'll just go through quickly these scripture verses.
第一个，希伯来书第十章第五节到第七节，他说：“基督到世上来的时候，就说：神啊，祭物和礼物是你不愿意的。”你曾给我预备的身体，到了第七节，他说：“神啊，我来了，为要怎么样？照你的旨意行。”啊，答案已经出来了。
啊，
你看到没有？这是主耶稣来到地上的目的。
So we see that this is the purpose that Jesus came to this world.
虽然祭物礼物是神在旧约立的法则
，Even though sacrifices and offerings were ordained by God in the Old Testament,
神更在乎的是有一些人真正愿意照着他的旨意活。
But yet God cares even more that some will be willing to live according to His will.
哦，我回台湾去的时候啊
，When I went back to Taiwan,
因为我大学的同学几乎都是做生意的
，Because most of my college friends.Are businessmen now.
然后很多人都开公司啊，做董事长、做总经理的。
Many are held high positions in their companies.
那但他们很多人都不信耶稣。
A lot of them are not Christians.
那他们跟我们聊起来他们的生活的 lifestyle 里面的时候
，As they share with us their lifestyle.
他们常常打听哪一个庙灵啊，哪一个庙比较灵。
They often ask which temple works better.
哦，他们开再远的车就跑过去。
They will drive long distance to a temple.
烧一点香，献一点钱。
They will offer some money, burn some incense.
因为他们希望得到祝福。
Because they want to receive blessings.
弟兄姊妹，神在乎的不是这些外面，要用礼物去贿赂神。
God does not really just care about the sacrifices and offerings. Let's not bribe God.
神在乎是我们这个人。
God cares about us.
神在乎是我们的心。
God cares about our hearts.
神在乎我们和他的关系。
He cares about our relationship with him.
神在乎我们生命的实情。
He cares about the true conditions of our
lives. 弟兄姊妹，神主耶稣立了一个榜样，他说：“我来。”
So Jesus Christ set a good example. He says, "I'm
here." 就是要在肉身中来遵行你的旨意。
That I will do your will in my body.
你给我预备的身体。
Because you have prepared a body for me.
弟兄姊妹，连身体都能顺服，这是一个至终的顺服。
So if our body can obey, and that is the ultimate.
那很多的时候，我们有心愿，身体跟不上。
Oftentimes our hearts are willing, but our body cannot.
我们想祷告，肉体愿意，心灵却软弱。
Oftentimes we want to pray, our hearts are willing, but our body is weak.
在这里讲到第二个
Second,
马太福音第六章第十节
Matthew chapter 6 verse 10
主导文愿你的国降临愿你的旨意行在地上如同行在天上
The Lord's prayer May your kingdom come your will be done on earth as it is in heaven
所以你就发现遵行神的旨意是主耶稣祷告的中心非常重要的内容
You can see that doing God's will is the center of the Lord's prayer
我跟弟兄姊妹要讲哈，如果你在一个抉择或一个环境中不知道神的旨意是什么的时候
，Let me tell you, when you are facing a major decision and yet you do not know God's will for you.
有一个绝对不会错的祷告
，One prayer that will never go wrong.
而且会蒙神悦纳的祷告
，And will be heard by God.
但是必须真心
，But you have to pray with a true heart.
你知道是什么吗
？You really have to mean it. Do you know what prayer?
Thy will be done. 愿你的旨意成就。
That thy will be done.
真的。
Yes.
这个祷告在我的生命里面不知道帮助过我多少次。
I don't know how many times this prayer has helped me in my life.
我有很多的遭遇，我事前就知道主的引导是什么，因为借着祷告，主已经把他的旨意很清楚的摆在里面。
Yes, I have gone through many circumstances that I knew God's will ahead of time because God has told me.
但是也有很多的遭遇里面，我完全不知道下一步该怎么。
But yet there are other circumstances that I have no idea what God's will was.
我要做的。
So what I needed to do
我就是跟神祷告
is to pray to God
Thy will be done
that Thy will be done
from my heart 从我心里面向神这样祷告
from the heart
然后我天天用这样子的祷告维持我往前去
and today I pray again and this prayer would keep me going
这是主耶稣教导的
and this is the teaching from the Lord
第三个主耶稣生活和侍奉的原则
The principle of the Lord's life and His service.
约翰福音五章十九节，耶稣对他们说：“我实实在在的告诉你们，只凭着自己不能做什么，唯有看见父所做的，只才能做；父所做的事，只也照样做。”我说过中文很好哈，这三个把它圈起来。
John chapter 5 verse 19. And then Jesus says, most surely I say to you that Son cannot do nothing by himself, but what he sees the Father do, and whatever he does, the Son also does it in like manner.
这三个字把它圈起来，不能做，才能做，照样做。
So that he cannot do anything, but only he sees what the Father does, then he does, and he does it in the like manner.
弟兄姊妹，这句话太不容易的。
So this is not easy.
这是主耶稣教导我们的生活和侍奉的原则。
But this is the principle that Jesus teaches us how to live and how to serve.
凭着自己不能做。
Yes, by ourselves we cannot do anything.
然后你要去看见父到底要什么，父的旨意到底是什么。
Then you need to see what God wants to do, and then He's.
你知道了以后，你才。
After you find out, then you can do.
而且要照样做。
In the same manner.
照着山上的样式啊。
According to the pattern of the mind.
第四件事情。
Fourth thing.
讲到主耶稣在生活里面，他的依靠和他的满足到底是什么？
What is the Lord Jesus' trust and his satisfaction in life?
约翰福音四章三十四节，耶稣说：“我的食物就是遵行差我来者的旨意，做成他的工。”
John chapter 4 verse 34, Lord Jesus says, "My food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work."
这就是我刚才讲的哈。
This is what I just said.
遵行神的旨意，不要觉得是被勉强，好像要去违背自己，要来讨神喜欢而已。
Please do not think that to do God's will is so hard that you have to force yourself to do.
当一个人真正为着神旨意活着的时候
，If someone truly lives for God's will,
当他真正活在神旨意中间的时候
，He lives within God's will.
其实他自己里面内在是踏实的，是满足的。
Actually, his heart is very content and satisfied.
主耶稣说：“我的食物。”
So the Lord says, "My food."
就是遵行差我来者的旨意。
Is to do the will of him who sent me.
而且这些门徒们因为没有东西吃，跑到城里面去买东西吃去了。
His disciples, they went to the city to look for food.
后来发现耶稣居然说：“我已经有我的食物了。”他们不知道耶稣偷偷藏着什么。
Afterwards, they came back, and then Jesus says, "Oh, I have already got my food." And they were wondering what kind of food he was hiding them.
其实耶稣要变食物是很容易的事情。
Actually, it was very easy for the Lord Jesus to turn something into food.
但是耶稣从来不这么做。
But the Lord Jesus never did that.
因为我们刚才说过，子所做的是只有看见父所做，他才做的。
Because he only does whatever he sees his father does.
他不能凭自己做的。
He does not do anything on his own.
但是他真正的食物不是因为他变了食物。
So his true food is not something that he.
说到他，当他遵行神的旨意的时候，他里面有一种说不出来的喜乐和满足。
When he does the will of the Father, he has in his heart the unspeakable joy and satisfaction.
用什么？圣经上讲到我们的食物有几种？你们可不可以想起几个来
？Can you think about what kind of food the Bible tells us?
我们至少想三个。
Can you think of three things?
真的话是我们的食物 ，Amen。
God's word is our food.
还有呢？仇敌是我们的食物，好，所以千万不要以为被撒旦攻击是很痛苦、很可怕的事。食物。
So please don't dread Satan's attack because our enemies can be our food.
第三个就是这里嘛，遵从神的旨意就是我们的食物。
To do God's will is also our food.
那叫隐藏的麻辣。
It's our hidden manna for us.
第四件，对不起，第五件。当主耶稣在面临抉择，甚至在面临生死之间的抉择的时候
when the Lord Jesus was facing a decision of life and death,
是一个很重要的考验，是自己可能最不喜欢的一个遭遇的面前。
Probably the most severe test and something that he did not want to go through.
耶稣的祷告是说：“父啊，倘若可行，求你叫这杯离开我。”
This is his prayer. He says, "Oh, my Father, if it is possible, let this cup." Pass from me.
然而，不要照我的意思，只要照你。
Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will.
你发现有没有？耶稣在这里给我们看见一件很让我们惊讶的事。
The Lord Jesus is showing us something that's quite surprising.
他有我的意思。
Because he has his own will.
他还是有我的意思。
He still has his own will.
但是当这个我的意思跟他的意思冲突的时候。
When his will conflicts with God's will,
那个关键的词叫做然而。
So the key word is nevertheless.
这是完全的 surrender, 完全的降服。
Which means complete surrender.
这是震撼仇敌。
And this will shock the enemy.
摸着神心的一个扭转叫做然而。
And then this is the turning point that touches God's heart.
不要照我的意思，要照你的意思。
Not as I will, but as you will.
好，弟兄姊妹，这是一件很不容易的事情。
This is not.
好，我们现在最后要来回答我刚刚的问题了。
Now I'm gonna answer the question I asked earlier.
就是我们怎么样子能够知道神的旨意是什么
？How do we discern God's will?
很多的时候，我们想要明白神的旨意，但是我们却不知道。
Oftentimes we want to know God's will, but we cannot know.
然后我们去问别人，别人可能给我们的答案也不一样。
And then we might consult other people, and everyone gives us different answers.
啊，有一个虚拟的故事哈，这个你们有没有听过
？There's a story.
啊，就是 make up 出来是。
Oh, okay, it's just a story,
假的故事对。
Made up.
讲到有一个人走，他到外面去找工作。
So a person went out to look for a job.
走到一个岔路去，他明明是想到 A 的这个城市去，因为 A 比较繁华，机会比较多。
Then he went to an intersection. He originally planned to go to city A, which is more prosperous.
还有一个 B 到那个岔路上。
As he faced this intersection.
他个人里面喜欢想去 A.
So he wanted to go to city A.
但是他又怕走错路啊，这个。
He was afraid to take the wrong path.
所以他就拿出一个硬币来丢。
So he took out a coin and tossed it.
啊，就说如果这个林肯的头是向上的话。
If I get the head of Lincoln.
啊，那么我就往 A 去。
And I go to city A, direction A.
如果这个硬币上这个林肯的头是往下的话。那我就往 B 去。
If I get a tail, then I go to city B.
啊，所以他就开始丢了。
So he tossed the coin.
啊，结果林肯的头是往下。
And then he got the tail.
他说：“我这次可能赚的不够多。”
But maybe I didn't spin it enough.
所以他就再丢一次。
He tossed it again.
那下来，林肯的头又是往下。
And then he still got the tail.
照理说应该往 B 去了。
So supposedly he should go to city B.
啊，他就说：“哎呀，那我刚刚祷告不够。”
So maybe I didn't pray hard enough.
就再祷告一次。
And then, so he prayed hard enough.
再丢一次。
And toss it again.
哎，果然是 A.
Now he finally got his.
林肯的头终于向上了。
Finally he got a head.
所以他就往那去了。
So he went to the city A.
啊，等到有一天出事碰到困难的时候。
And then one day he got into some trouble.
他就埋怨神。
He complained to God.
神，你为什么带我来这里
？God, why did you lead me here?
我当初不是都向你祷告过了吗？叫你负责我的，帮我拣选我的前途吗
？Then I pray to you and ask you to choose for my future.
你为什么让我带到 A 来，让我遭遇到这些呢
？Why did you lead me to city A so that I encounter trouble?
啊，这个换成今天的故事。
So in today's modern turn.
啊，真正发生过的。
Yes, something did happen like that.
因为我跟于师母常常会有一些人来问我们找伴侣的事。
Because Sister Nancy and I often get people come to ask us questions.
就说是不是这个人
？Is this the right one?
然后我们都要为他们祷告，因为这个很可怕的事，对不对
？So we really have to pray for it.
我现在已经听说越来越少人敢做媒人。
Nowadays, I hear that.Less and less people dare to be matchmakers.
因为不出几年，他们都会成为那一对新人的这个埋怨的对象。
In a few years, they will be the one to blame.
啊，所以为什么要介绍我们在一起
？Why did you introduce us as matches?
啊，那我们就为他们祷告。
So we pray for young people.
所以有的时候我们会讲一点我们里面真实的感觉。我们不是要替他做决定，这种事情我们不能替他做决定。
We know that we cannot make decisions for them, but we will tell them what.
我们就会很真实的把感觉告诉他。
We will tell them honestly our feelings.
啊，那么当我们告诉他以后呢，如果这个答案是他喜欢的，那当然就天下太平了。
But then if our answers is something they desire, then everything will be okay.
但有的时候我们的答案是他不喜欢的。
But sometimes our answer is not something they desire.
结果他们就再去请教另外一个牧师或传道人去了。
So they will go to another pastor or preacher.
结果人家跟我们的讲法是一样的。
And then if the other pastor said the same thing,
他又再去换一个。
They would go to another pastor.
啊，所以在他的婚礼见证上的时候，他早晚有一天会碰到有一个人说：“哎，我觉得蛮好的。”
Eventually, they will meet someone says, "Oh, I think it is quite good."
然后他就会很夸奖他，只有他了解我。
And then they will praise this pastor. Only he understands.
所以他在婚礼上的见证的时候，就再也不提我们了，都会提说某某牧师，或是某某传道人，某某长老，印证了他们的婚礼。
So at the wedding's testimony, they will not mention about us, but they will mention so-and-so pastor or elder confirmed our marriage.
在我这一辈子服侍这样子的事情里面，大概有碰到4对到5对是类似的事情。
So I have encountered about four or five couples.
这我们里面极端不安, 想要拦阻这个婚姻啊,
that we felt so uneasy and without peace, and we wanted to stop the marriage.
只有一对听我们的,
but only one couple listened.
只有一个姊妹听我们的,
only one sister listened to us. The rest did not listen to us.
全部都是很悲惨的, 或是离婚收场。
They always end up in a very miserable marriage or even divorce. And only that sister listened to us and they're still okay.
我没有任何意思要叫你们来问我,
I'm not saying that you should all come to consult me.
我现在要讲到一个很重要的，当你没有心想要顺服神旨意的时候，你不需要去问。
But what my point is that if you don't intend to obey God's will, you don't have to ask around.
每一次人家问我说我要怎么样明白神旨意的时候,
when people ask me how do I discern God's will,
我基本上都会告诉他,
usually I would tell them,
如果你要明白神的旨,
if you want to know God's will,
神的旨意有两种,
there are two kinds of God's will.
一个是神永远的旨意,
first is God's eternal will,
而永远不改变的,
and that will never change,
是你必须要顺服,
that you have to obey.
你就要借着读主的话, 你借着生命的成长, 明白神的旨意, 然后活在神的旨意中,
through reading God's words and through the growth of your life, you will discern God's will and live in it.
但是天地万物都改变的, 神的旨意, 永远不改变的,
heaven and earth will pass away, but God's will never change.
第二件事情,
second,
关乎我们个人或是我们所在的今生的一些的计划。
Second will is about the purpose of our life in this world.
那这一方面的祷告,
for such kind of prayer,
我是最重要的,
the most important thing,
还先不是神的旨意到底是什么,
is not to find out what God's will is,
而是我们预备好了要来顺服神旨意没有。
But are we ready to obey God's will?
我们过了奉献关没有?
Have we gone through the hurdle to offer ourselves?
如果你我没有过一个奉献关的话,
if we have not offered ourselves,
你就急着想要去找神的旨意是什么,
and then you rush to find out what God's will is.
我说不仅仅不容易找到,
not only that it is hard to find,
而且常常容易找错,
oftentimes you might find the wrong one.
就算你走在其中,
even,
你也失去了它完全的价值,
even if you walk in it, have lost the significance of me.
我说如果你愿意的话, 我愿意陪你, 或是你自己花功夫, 先过第一关。
So I would tell them, if you're willing, I'm willing to pray with you on your own to completely surrender.
所以我们要明白神的旨意是什么之前,
so before we discern God's will,
你我先要愿意顺服神的旨意,
we have to first be willing to obey.
你愿意让主居首位,
are you willing to put God first?
不然的话, 根本不用问。
Otherwise, there's no need to ask.
好，所以我们买会所的时候,
so when we were purchasing this facility,
这个有人跟我们讲说, 余弟兄, 你们何必这么辛苦地打仗呢?
So some told me, brother Yu, why do you go through so much trouble and have so much fights?
那我们帮你们介绍一个很有名、很准的先知, 想你们就知道买得起买不起。
Maybe I'll introduce you a prophet who prophesied very accurately, and then you will find out if you can succeed or not.
我跟他说不用,
and I said, no, thank you.
我知道神教我们教会学的是什么,
because I know what the Lord wants our church to learn.
神要我们长子们, 弟兄们, 大家一起, 弟兄姊妹们, 一起同心合意的, 屈膝在神的面前, 来寻求, 来明白, 来顺服神的旨意。
Because God wants all of us and the leaders to come together on our knees to seek and do God's will together.
因为这件事情带来的祝福, 远远超过, 我们是问了一个先知给我们带来的祝福,
because the blessing that comes through from the whole process is far more than just go to a prophet and ask for an answer.
更何况今天有太多的假先知是凭此心说预言的, 太可怕了。
Let alone nowadays, there are so many false prophets who prophesy according to their own will.
所以我们在这里要讲到明白神旨意哦,
as we try to understand God's will,
我们要从心里面愿意遵循神的旨意,
we have to be willing to obey God's will from our heart.
而且我们是要立了志要来遵循他的旨意,
we have to resolve to obey His will.
所以以弗所书六章六节, 他说, 解释我们今天背诵经文, 啊, 我们一起来看,
let's look at our memory verse for the day.
他说不要只在眼前侍奉, 像是讨人喜欢的, 要像基督的仆人, 从心里遵行神的旨意,
Ephesians chapter 6, verse 6, not with the eye service as men pleasers, but as bond servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart.
像真心的, 从心里面出来,
we're willing to do God's will from the heart.
而且下一节, 约翰福音7章17节, 他说人若立志要遵行他的旨意行, 就必晓得这个教训是出于神或是等等等。
John chapter 7:17. If anyone wills to do his will, he shall know concerning the doctrine whether it's from God or whether I speak on my own authority.
我想这个荧幕打出来的翻译 If anyone wills to do his will, 就是你定义要来遵行神的旨意。
If anyone wills to do,
因为这个很重要啊。
This is very important.
我已经跟你们讲过 有一次我正在吃中药 所以有很多东西不能吃啊。
I share with you, there was one time I had Chinese herbal medicines, and then I was restricted from a lot of food.
特别是辣椒不能吃。
Especially peppers, red peppers.
那一天我们全家四个人出去吃饭，在 Mountain View Castro 上。
That day, my family, four of us, went to a restaurant on Castro Street, Mountain View.
我们都饿得不得了，我们就在那里点了三个菜。
So I'm hungry, so we ordered the dishes.
然后有一个菜呢，那个 menu 上面画的 hot 就是 spicy 就是这个辣的。
One dish was marked hot spicy with a red mark.
所以我们就问那个waitress说这个东西可不可以不要辣？
So we asked the waitress, can we order mild for this dish?
哦，她说当然可以，但是不辣不好吃。
She says, of course, but then it will not be as tasty.
啊，我说好，那我们要订一个不辣的，因为我们不能吃辣的。
Then we said, okay, we will order with because we cannot take spicy food.
她说好吧，但是不辣不好吃哦。
But then she says, okay, but then it won't be as tasty.
所以我只好告诉她，我说我正在吃中药，绝对不能吃辣。
So I have to tell her that I'm taking Chinese herbal medicine. I cannot take spicy food.
你们都知道那个结果了哈。
But now you all know the.
那个菜上来的时候，一大堆红红的辣椒在上面。
And that we were presented the dish with many red peppers.
我就再把它叫来，我说我不是说不要辣吗？你怎么？
So I ask her again. Then I tell you that I cannot take spicy.
哎呀，不辣不好吃啊。
But then she says it will not be as tasty without the peppers.
我就不晓得是我为她 order 的这盘菜，还是我为我们 order 的这盘菜。
If we order the food for ourselves or for her,
到底是她要吃还是我要吃？
I don't know if she's gonna eat it or we're gonna eat it.
有什么很多时候我们就是这样子，你知道吗？
And we're just like that too.
那我们跟神说那样子不美了，这样子比较好。
Tell her that's not as good. This is better.
啊，等等那么久干什么？问个先知就解决了。
Why we go through so much trouble and wait for so long? Why don't we just go consult a prophet?
就是没有，我们要定义，要从心里面要立志，要来遵行神的旨意。很多的时候，你就发现你就。
If we will, we resolve to do God's will from our heart. Oftentimes, we will find God's will.
最后，罗马书12章第1节到第2节。Lastly,
Romans chapter 12, verse 1.
所以第一步是定志，立定心志，然后从心里面要遵行神，这是很重要。
So the first step is to will, to resolve to do God's will from the heart.
第二步是要把自己奉献。Second
step is to offer ourselves.
我真愿意顺服神。
I'm willing to obey God.
主，我预备好了要来遵行。
Lord, I'm ready to do your.
你说东我就东，你说西我就西。
If you say go to the east, I will go. If you say go to the west, I will go.
你叫我站，我就站；你叫我走，我就走。
You tell me to stand still, I will stand still.
用什么把身体献上？
I will move.
当作活祭。
So we will offer ourselves as a living sacrifice.
这是过奉献观。
In other words, we will surrender.
啊，要过奉献的生活。
And we will live a surrender life.
啊，第三件事情。
提醒我们不要效法这个世界，要心意更新而变化。And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of our mind.
叫你们查验何为神善良、纯全和喜悦的旨意。So
that you may prove what is the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God.
所以这第三步才是我们真正用来明白神旨意的事。So
the third step is what? How we do to find out God's will.
一方面，我们用主的话、主的灵来洁净我们这个人。
First of all, we will cleanse ourselves with God's Spirit and God's Word.
让我们被更新而变化，不随从今世的潮流。
So that we will be transformed by through renewing, we will not be conformed to the world.
能够很单纯的来查验明白什么是神的旨意。
With a pure heart, we will approve and discern God's will.
所以不光在这里查验讲到底事人，让我们明白神的旨意到底是什么。
Not only that, we will be able to discern God's will.
而且在我们之后，我们可以 prove 神的旨意果然是善良、全权和喜悦的旨意。
And then afterwards, we will be able to prove that God's will is indeed good, acceptable, and perfect.
它真的是善良、全权和喜悦的旨意。
God's will is indeed good, acceptable, and perfect.
啊，时间到了，不能再说了。
Time is up.
所以我开头这两个问题。
So, at the beginning, I ask you two questions.
不要太消极、被动的说，凡事都有神的美意，所以 I don't care. 我不需要知道神的旨意是什么。
Let's not be so passive that we say, okay, everything God's will has God's good purpose. I don't have to care.
然后只是被动的接受它。
Then we passively accept everything.
或是咬紧牙关的忍受它，因为神有美意，但是不知道这个美意是什么。
Or we just tough it through the circumstances without understanding God's will.
所以不要做糊涂人，要明白的。
But then don't be unwise, but understand God's will.
神许可，神任凭，并不代表神赞同，神喜悦。
Yes.God may allow it and let it be, but that does not mean that God pleases or it was God's original plan.
只要不是神的旨意，我们就得不到神的喜悦，我们就得不到上好的祝福。
If it is not God's will, then we will not have God's favor or God's best blessings.
第二个，怎么样才能够让我明白神的旨意到底是什么？
Then how do we discern God's will?
让主做首位。
Like, put God first.
然后从心里面，而且要定义、愿意遵循神的旨意。
From the heart, we will and resolve to obey.
然后我们把自己身体献上，我们过奉献观。
We offer our bodies as sacrifice.
预备好了要来遵循他的旨意。
And we're ready to do His will.
第三个，我们借着主的话、主的灵来叫我们心意更新而变化。
Thirdly, through the God's words and God's spirit, we will be transformed by the renewing of our mind.
让我们真正的能够明白 discern, 而且我们能够来查验、来证明。来 prove 神的旨意是善良、纯全和喜悦的旨意。
Then we will be able to discern and then later on prove that God's will is indeed good and perfect.
我没有时间讲的部分，鼓励大家回去读黎卓生弟兄《信徒造就》里面讲到如何明白神旨意。里面有四件事情。
So there's a book by Brother Watchman Nee, and in that book there's an article about how to discern God's will.Four things that we have to do.
Okay.
There's an English translation of the book.
基督的平安，神话语的引导，身体的印证，环境的印证，四件事情。
Peace of the Lord, and then the guidance of God's words, and the confirmation from the body of Christ, and also confirmation of circumstances. Those are the four things. If they lined up, then that's the will of God.
好，我们唱一节诗歌，好吧？365首。
Sing the song 365.
年轻的孩子们，你们很少唱这条歌，可是这条歌是很有深度的啊。
I know young people hardly sing the song, but it is a very deep song.
我犹豫了一下要不要点这首歌，后来我对你们的深度有点信任，我才挑的。
I hesitated about whether to choose this song, but I trust that you are just as deep.
我们一起来唱第一节跟第四节就好，然后我们副歌是在唱第四节的时候才唱，所以第一节我们副歌不唱。
We'll sing stanzas 1 and 4, and we'll sing the refrain after stanza 4.
心里面唱哈，定义要来遵循神的旨意。
Sing the song from the heart that we will and resolve to do God's will.
我们请两三位带领我们有很简短的祷告。谢谢你用永远的爱爱我们。谢谢你用那纯全善良和喜悦的旨意来牧养我们。为着你在我们身上伟大美好的计划，我们感谢你。为着我们曾经有的失败和不顺服，我们求你赦免我们。我们求你给我们一个智慧的心，让我们知道拣选你的道路。给我们一个甘心顺服的态度，从心里面愿意来遵行你的旨意。帮助我们在座的每一位弟兄姊妹。
Lord, help every one of us here.
让我们今生结束的时候能够说我没有虚度此生。
So that by the end of our life, we will say that I have not lived my life in vain.
我知道我从哪里来，我为何而活，我要往哪里去。
I know where I came from. I know why I lived, and I know where I'm going.
让我们趁着还有今日，我们天天彼此相劝，一同来明白你的旨意。
And while it is still called today, we will encourage each other and together know your will.
也让我们在时间的里面，我们珍惜彼此的。的同伴和你给我们的机会，让我们能够活出你的旨意来。
And in our lifetime, we will cherish the opportunities you have given us and the companions. We will do your will.
谢谢主。
Lord, thank you.
基督的名。
In Jesus' name, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.